Welcome back to The Comixologist, coming to you not live from New York City at Slim and KZAM.
Yellow, we have one of the biggest shows ever.
But what is our show about?
Oh, man? I'm so ecstatic that you asked. Yeah, this is a podcast where we give recommendations to people to help them find their next favorite book. Because as you know, there's a book out there for everybody.
There's a comic out there for you right now.
Yeah, you're sitting at your desk listening right now. We're talking to you. You.
On the train. In your car.
In the quiet car.
On an aeroplane.
You're in the quiet car, and like me yesterday, somebody answered the phone on the quiet car. Like, what is going on in society where someone answers their phone on the quiet car?
Anarchy.
They should be sent to prison. It's a fact of life. But we have a lot to get to. You know, next week is a big week.
The biggest.
Of all time.
Of the year.
You and I are getting in our Winnebago.
What is that?
A Winnebago?
I don't understand that reference.
Did you ever see the traveling car houses? People have like a big truck Winnebago.
Like a mobile home?
Yeah, that's what they're called. Winnebagos.
They are?
Yes.
I've learned a thing.
So we'll be in our Winnebago, traveling across state lines, going to San Diego, and we have a big show planned. We're starting off Thursday with a live podcast.
Amazing.
In an auditorium, an actual auditorium, Kara.
Fancy.
Thursday at noon, the Comixologist Traveling Podcast Party, 12 p.m. Thursday, July 9th. We will be in the Neil Morgan Auditorium. I think it's a short walk from the actual convention center.
Bring your own glitter.
In the San Diego Central Library. Bring your own glitter. We will be doing a live show. You know, we're going to have a special guest, Jen Vaughn, dear friend. You know, Avery Fatbottom. You ever read that?
Renaissance Fair Detective.
Yes.
It's only one of my favorite books that I recommend to people because I tend to run into a lot of Renaissance Fair goers, apparently.
It's not surprising to me. So that's Thursday at noon. I think we'll be doing live recommendations as well from the audience. Maybe there's a free Kindle Fire to be given out.
Who knows?
Nobody knows. We do, actually, but you'll find out Thursday. So there's a ton of panels that we're going to be having as well. Well, before I get into the panels, we're doing something with variant covers. Huge variant cover, once
madness.
A day. Variant cover madness is actually what that document is called that we all created when talking about this plan. Variant covers are in right now. It's a fresh thing. It's never been done before. We're doing Comixology variant covers for print and digital. So every day at our booth, you come by, we're going to have a limit of 500 covers that you can get. There's only 500 ever made in the history of this variant cover. And we'll also be selling the digital variant on our website when it launches to the end of San Diego. The first one is IDW's Onyx with Gabriel Rodriguez. You ever read Lock and Key? You ever read that?
No, but it's on my to-read list.
Oh, wow. It's a good thing I'm not a huge one of those Lock and Key nuts. They would have slapped you, probably, mentally.
Are you allowed to call them that?
Lock and Key nuts?
Should they be just fans?
Lock and Key fans are ravenous. If you tell a Lock and Key fan that you have never read Lock and Key, they'll put you in the figure four like Lock.
Can we just say they're enthusiastic and leave it
sure,
at that?
Sure, we can. Maybe they don't put you in wrestling moves. We'll also be doing a variant cover of Lumberjanes 15.
Yeah.
And during each of these, we'll be doing a signing also for a period of time. So 1 to 2 o'clock, Lumberjanes, Hope Larson will be there with co-creator Shannon Waters. And Wednesday, getting back to Onyx, which we talked about previously, will be 7 to 8 p.m. Being signed by Rodriguez and Chris Rowell. Let's see. Friday, Exo Manowar. You one of your favorite books. Doing a 25th anniversary special edition number one. There will be a signing from 1 to 2. We'll have a link to all this stuff. So if you're not taking notes, which I don't think you are, you can review this
planning,
list.
Yeah, planning your San Diego amazingness.
How do you think people plan their cons? Do you think they like open up Google Calendar and start adding things in?
Months of careful preparation and agenda planning. And all of my friends are like very like, here's the schedule, and here's what we're doing, and, like, let's plan it in advance, and everything's color-coded.
Sounds pretty involved.
It is very involved.
So we'll have EXO Manowar Saturday, July 11th. Dynamite's The Spirit number one, covered by Jenny Frisson, which is gorgeous. 4-5, A-Force number two. Let's see, Sunday.
That A-Force cover's got Miss Marvel and Captain Marvel on it.
It's amazing. I don't know who art directed that, but it was an amazing job. Sunday, July 12th, All Yeah Comics number one, Faith Erin Hicks. Huge.
Mm-hmm.
Huge. So come by our booth. We'll have a link to all the info so you know when to come to our booth to get a special edition variant, which will never be sold again, ever, digitally or print.
Amazing. I was just in awe.
You were in awe. I saw it in your eyes. So we have a ton of panels, too, that will be happening at San Diego. Let's see. Ours, obviously, will be getting the show going Thursday at noon.
Yeah.
At the library. We'll be having an Ask Me Anything in Room 8 on Thursday at 2:30. Comics Marketing and PR 101 by Mosh Daddy, Chip Mosher, 6:30. Let's see. There's also a CBLDF fundraiser party Thursday night, 8 o'clock. What are you doing Thursday? You want to go to that?
Absolutely. We'll I'm there. Going to that.
I think we'll be taking photos of people, helping them take photos of themselves. No selfie sticks allowed, obviously.
We'll be just... I'm just already planning it. We're going to be GIFing everything, vining everything.
There's going to be a lot of GIFing and vining. 6 p.m. Friday, a Comics Life for Me panel. Let's see. The Eisners are Friday night as well.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll be there. I'll have to get my tux out of the closet.
I'm debating between fancy dresses right now, actually.
I'll probably just be wearing jeans, my Flyers hat, and an untucked dress shirt.
How dare you?
let's see. Comixology Submit panel on Saturday. We'll have the signings. Comics 101, Making Sense of the World of Comics. Sunday, Comixology Submit. Fund My Comic Sunday, 2 o'clock. 11 o'clock on Sunday, Creating Comics the Comixology Way.
Fancy.
You know? So there's a ton of panels. Again, I don't expect everyone to be taking detailed notes during this, but we have a lot to get to. You know, we're going to be doing a ton of interviews at the con. Me and you will be running the show floor interviewing creators in our secret lab, podcast lab.
We have a lab?
What are you looking forward to mostly outside of our lair lab in San Diego?
Lab lair. The special edition Star Wars The Force Awakens Stormtroopers that are going to be sold.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's the first toy.
What size are they? They're like the 5-inch?
I have no idea. All I know is that they're the first toys that are going to be sold from the new Star Wars movie, so obviously I need them.
What about the character from Game of Thrones that's playing like some kind of super stormtrooper with a cape?
Yeah.
Is that the figure that's being out, or is
no.
it different?
Okay. No, it's just like a generic stormtrooper, I think.
Okay. Interesting.
But yeah.
Sounds exciting.
I'm very excited for
that. I'm a little disappointed that your first answer wasn't our traveling podcast party live show.
I thought that was implied.
So,
and just like all the
we'll talk about that offline.
Events.
We'll have a one-on-one offline meeting and really, really saddened by that.
Oh boy, what are you excited about in the convention?
Obviously, our live show. I'm excited to run down the waterfront in the morning. You know, clear my head. I'm all about self-reflection these days.
Clearly,
Kara.
Your life is so zen.
I am very zen. And, you know, seeing friends, dear friends, rejuvenating my creativity at this convention is a goal.
Aww.
Of mine.
See, now it's my turn to be disappointed because I thought you were going to say tacos.
Oh, yes, that's right. What is the, you, I think, IM'd me a taco place that had a special hook to it. What was it?
Everything's luchador themed. It's like it was made for you.
It was. I'm going to bring my luchador mask. Maybe, James, my son's luchador mask would fit on your head. I'll bring that just in case.
I have a gigantic skull. I doubt that.
We'll see if we can get discounted tacos if we go dressed as luchadors. We'll see.
Do you know they have luchador mask purses
in
their shop?
How many of those are you going to buy?
Probably like 10. I don't even watch luchador wrestling, and I want one of these things.
So we had a big week in releases. Let me run down just some of the titles that came out today. If you're still on the road and you haven't seen any of them, The Spirit number one from Dynamite, Secret Wars number four finally came out, Onyx from IDW, Action Comics, Eight House from Image, The Spire from Jeff Stokely doing art, looks amazing. A-Force, Bob's Burgers, Adrift, number one. We Stand on Guard from Image, The Wicked and the Divine, number 12. I don't know that came out. Airboy, Book of the Year, number two came out.
Book of the Century.
Book of the Millennium, if I can be frank with you. Let's see. A new Darth Vader, Princess Leia. Holy smokes, what a week. New Usagi Yojimbo volume dropped. New The Bunker. It's a big week. What did you read?
I read Fresh Romance, number two, out from Comixology Submit. Let me say that again in a normal voice.
No, we're including that. We're including both.
Fresh Romance, number two, out yesterday from Rosie Press. Oh, my word. So, this is a comic that has three stories going on, and every issue you get the next bit in each of those three stories. Last time we left off with just having met our characters, and now we're obviously digging in a little more. So in the first story, we find out that one of our lady protagonists is a witch.
Whoa.
Which we didn't really find out until the last, it was like hinted at in the last panel of the end of the first issue, that part of the story. Mm-hmm. But now we know for sure, homegirl is magic.
Oh my.
Can't wait to find out more.
That sounds like a good CW show. Homegirl is magic.
I would watch that so fast. The second story, our Regency romance. You learned about Regency romances mm-hmm. last time we spoke about yeah. this. So our bride and groom are on their way to the groom's like fancy English countryside mansion, manor, mm-hmm. whatever you want to call it. But you find out also that they've never really spoken to one another for any significant amount of time prior to being engaged. It was like an arranged, not quite a shotgun marriage, but this
shotgun arranged marriage.
Kind of.
Remember, you know my favorite arranged marriage? Apu and Manjula from The Simpsons. Apu Nahas Pima Petalon.
I don't watch The Simpsons. I don't understand your. I just don't understand you today. You're not wearing your hat.
If anyone is interested in hosting a Comixology podcast with me, please send me your CV to letters@comixology.com.
This is variety. We come from different places, okay?
We do.
So we're just waiting to see what happens there since now they're married and they never really don't really know each other. So what could happen next?
Mm.
And then the next installment in the third story, we see our little magical being slash fairy who has to create all these meet cutes between people in order to like level up in her magicalness, and we find out a little bit more about what she has to actually do to level up in her magicalness. And there was a really fun essay in this issue about fashion in romance comics in the 60s and 70s and how that was really the time that teenagers became like a thing, like a recognized marketing demographic, if you will, and mm-hmm. people were actually like tailoring things to the teenage aesthetic and taste, and how these fashions were really reflected in the comics of the time, and the artists working on the romance comics actually like took fashions of the time and put them in. So if you flip through some of those old comics, you really get a sense of what people actually were wearing.
Wow.
Which I thought was very cool.
Yeah, like when books throw in pretty much a ton of stuff. You know, maybe one book you don't like, but maybe there's an essay in the back that you'll like. A bunch of bonus content.
Yeah. How about you? What did you read?
Well, I mean, before we get into the amazingness that I read, we need to reveal that if you are at all interested in Fresh Romance number one,
Fresh Romance,
you can get it for free.
For free!
I feel like we should turn that into like a musical interlude right before we reveal the code. You can go into comixology.com/redeem and enter in the code FRESHPOD, FRESHPOD at comixology.com/redeem, and you can get the first issue of Fresh Romance for free. It's actually $4.99 value.
Wow.
So we're hooking you up, Bro-tato. And you can get that.
And Lady Bro-tatos.
Lady Bro. Yeah, what would a Lady Bro-tato be called? potato doesn't fit. We'll figure something out. You can get that for free if you want. FreshPod is the code. And there you have it. Now, I read, you know, it's Canada Day. We love Canada. We love hockey and everything else that came from Canada. I don't know what else there is, but
Canada's the best. Maple syrup, mooses.
Moosin.
Canadian bacon.
Isn't that just ham?
Canadians. Canadians are great.
Wolverine.
Wolverine is Canadian, bub.
BKV, Brian K. Vaughan, has a new book out called We Stand on Guard. And it takes place about 120 years in the future, where someone has blowed up the White House.
Bum, bum, bum!
And the rumor is it's the Canadians, those dreaded Canadians. And the U.S. retaliates with a bunch of bombs.
America versus Canada, the final showdown.
Yeah, I mean, it reminds me of that famous WWF pay-per-view where, what was it, Canadian Stampede, where Steve Austin and his buddies fought the Hart Foundation. Do you remember that?
Listen, what you need to know about this book is that there's giant mechanized dogs running through the Canadian wilderness trying to chew up Canadians.
It's really...
Canadians fighting back.
Yeah.
We're talking icy guerrilla warfare, people.
And I do want to point out that Steve Skros, who was the artist on this book, is amazing. He did, when I was growing up, I think I missed his first foray into comics, but then I got a second one. He did a four-issue miniseries on Wolverine. And he's more known for doing storyboards for movies.
Oh.
He did the storyboards for the Matrix movies.
Did he really?
Yeah, he's buds with the Wachowskis. So it's a delight, and we're honored to be able to witness him coming back to do a monthly comic with, I mean, Brian K. Vaughan of all people.
Super fancy. I think it should be noted that We Stand on Guard is entirely worth the price of admission just for the letters page at the back where Brian K. Vaughan talks about how amazing Jupiter Ascending is.
Oh, yeah.
Which is so accurate. It's such a great movie.
Really? I haven't seen it, but it felt like he compared it to, he's like, if you like Saga, you'd like Jupiter Ascending. And I didn't realize that connection at the time, but I was like, man, I wonder, I guess they're kind of similar.
Listen, I've got it on my Amazon account. Let's have a movie night. We'll watch Jupiter Ascending. We'll laugh our way through. It'll be great.
What else did you read? Because we pretty much read identical things.
Yeah, well,
for the first time in history.
For the first time ever. It is so true. No Mercy by...
I didn't read that, so you just defeated my argument.
purposely trying to be difficult here. Uh-huh. No Mercy, number 4, out from our new bestie, Alex DeCampi, mm-hmm. who we just recently interviewed in conjunction, because her Grindhouse books are now available on Comixology. And I just love No Mercy so much. So it's this group of American kids who are going south of the border to build some schools, do some good stuff before they go off to college. Real resume building stuff here. And, you know, if you send some first world kids who are addicted to their smartphones into the wilderness and the bus breaks down and all of a sudden there's no buddy around for miles, and wait, there's drugs in the bus, things are gonna get real.
Real
like really people real. Dying real. Coyotes in the wilderness, people breaking limbs and breaking faces, real. Also emojis as part of the dialogue.
I'm a big fan of emojis myself.
Anyway, this book is one of those books that just like kind of snuck up on me, and all of a sudden I was reading it and I love it so much because I actually have been fortunate and been able to travel during my studies. So a lot of these characters were a little recognizable to me in terms of people that I was either have traveled with or saw traveling around the same time.
And did you ever witness any of your travel mates getting attacked by wolves?
No, thank goodness. But No Mercy is just so on point. And even though like bad stuff's happening, it's very like engaging and fun, and you want to, well, fun's probably a really morbid word to use in this case, but you know, I want to read more. And this is the first, so you can read the first 4 issues out now on Comixology. Number 4 came out today, and highly recommend. Definitely one of my top 5 books right now.
Okay, I'm into it. We're running out of tape right now. Just to recap, San Diego is in a week. We're going to have some nightly shows coming, I think starting Friday night.
Your inside look at San Diego from your BFFs, Slim and KZAM.
Traveling podcast party Winnebago.
Yeah.
And we'll have a panel. We can link. You can find out the panels. We'll have a link to you finding out when the variant covers are coming to our booth. Mm-hmm. You should stop by our booth. And another book I read, Bob's Burgers.
Yeah.
Bob's Burgers, Volume 2, Number 1, came out today. One of the best television shows made by people on Earth, and I got you hooked onto it.
Thank you.
And the format of Bob's Burgers comic book is, you know, it's broken down into little mini segments focusing on the characters, and obviously the first one should follow Tina's erotic friend fiction, where she stumbles upon a cloning machine and decides to clone herself for her interest in high school. And I thought it was, if you had ever watched Bob's Burgers, I think you would enjoy this, because it all the story, the timing worked in the story where I felt like this would have translated into an actual funny segment in the show, mm-hmm. and it was really well done.
Yeah, the Bob's Burgers comics are cut into like little segments, like there's little stories for each of the kids, and then Bob and Linda get their own little like one-pagers.
Mm-hmm.
Super appreciate everything that has to do with Linda, because I'm probably going to grow up to be here one day. but yeah, like the Gene stories are always done either songs or rhymes, because that's his thing. This one has him turning into a crooner when the moon rises. And I actually really liked the Louise story in the issue that came out today. Louise discovers that there's something behind the wall in the basement Uh-oh. Of Bob's Burgers. Dun, dun, dun! Special guest star, Mr. Fishoder.
He has turned into one of my favorite characters in the show.
Really?
And I like, mainly because I just like it when Linda, the episode where Linda was like clairvoyant, or she thought she was, and she is hired by the police to like catch the little boy bandit or something like that. And she makes these noises where she's kind of buoyant, but she also, the beach town is called like the Wharf Arts. So she's just like, Wharf Arts? And her voice just cracks me up. Totally irrelevant to people that don't watch the show, but you should watch. It's on Hulu and Netflix.
Yeah. When it's streaming, you have no excuse.
Yes. So what a show we had.
Yeah. Fantastic. I will be off to read Wicked and the Divine next, because yes.
Yeah, The Spirit, number one, I want to read from Dynamite. The Spirit is one of my dad's favorite comic books when he was growing up.
Oh.
So I'm super interested to see Dynamite take the Spirit title and see what they can do with it. DC had it recently.
So this week is your last chance to respond to our listener survey.
Last chance. The numbers are in. It's huge. People beating down our door to sign up for our newsletter, coming soon. So
thank you all for your responses so far.
We'll have a link to it in the show notes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Time to get back to some more San Diego prep. Got to paint the bus.
The Winnebago, you mean.
Winnebago, bus, tomato, tomato.
It's all the same.
All right. Well, enjoy your comics, everyone. And we'll see you next week for San Diego.
Goodbye.